SBS Radio.
A new research from Western Sydney University suggests 27% of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander adults have an eating disorder compared with 16% of non-Indigenous adults. With me to unpack this research, Wiradjuri man, medical doctor and researcher, Dr. Adam Burt. Now, welcome to NITV Radio, Dr. Burt.
Thanks for having me.
Before we go into the finer details of this research, can you explain to us what's an eating disorder exactly?
So the eating disorder is a serious mental illness that can involve a few different things. It involves disordered eating like starvation, or it could involve overeating and behaviours around that. So it might involve disturbance in the way that you experience your body, severe distress, worrying about your weight, doing things to make yourself lose weight, like making yourself vomit, taking medications to make yourself lose weight. You might have heard the term bulimia nervosa, anorexia nervosa. They're eating disorders.
Yeah.
But there are also eating disorders such as binge eating disorder, where somebody will eat far too much in a really short period of time. So you can end up underweight or overweight with these disorders.
So,
and they also come as a package deal. So commonly people will also have depression with these disorders as well.
Why is it that within the Indigenous community, the prevalence is 27%, whereas it's only 16%, almost double? Why is that?
We also found, we've done three studies on this now. We've done one in adults, which showed that what you said. We did one in teenagers in school as well, and it was basically the same story. And what we did was account for many different things to actually unpack why. And what we found was that Indigenous Australians have eating disorders are more common because of poorer mental health generally, a younger age, so on average it's a younger population,
yeah.
More overweight, and those reasons together were why the eating disorders were more common. So it wasn't because they were Aboriginal people per se, it was because of the circumstances around their life. So, you know, the background to mental health for Indigenous people is well known. Mental illnesses are more common in the Indigenous community. The risk factors for those mental illnesses are more prominent as well. So high levels of psychological distress, chronic disadvantage, all of those things come together to make it more likely that you'll develop a mental illness. So I've kind of got like this unifying theory that in the Indigenous community, there are more younger people who are more distressed, who have all of these risk factors for a mental illness. Therefore, they're more likely to develop one.
You said that it comes as a package with mental illness and stress, and this can lead to, can be one of the causes of things as serious as suicide.
Eating disorders are actually the most life-threatening of all mental disorders, because one reason is they're associated with a 20% suicide rate, and that risk of suicide doesn't go away when you recover from the eating disorder. It remains. But also of the physical illnesses that you can get with it. So if you have anorexia nervosa, you have all of the problems with starvation. Or if you have binge eating disorder, you have all the problems with obesity that are well known, diabetes, etc. 94% of people with an eating disorder have another mental illness. Nearly everybody who commits suicide has a mental illness. It's very concerning.
Mental illness can go unchecked for a very long time. Now, what are the signs for family members or friends or loved ones to look for to identify an issue like eating disorder?
We have a day called Are You Okay Day. So the best thing to do if you're concerned is to ask someone if they're okay. It's not going to make them more likely to do something to hurt themselves or anything like that. So just to ask. But in your family, if you notice that someone tends not to eat very much, or they tend to not eat at the table with the rest of the family, they go into their room to eat. They become particularly picky with what they eat. You notice that they're losing weight.
Yeah.
You notice that they eat and extraordinary large amount of food and they're gaining a lot of weight, or they become really distressed after what they eat and they'll go for a run late at night, or they'll go and throw up their food. They're all signs of an eating disorder.
Yeah.
But also if somebody is dispirited, if they look depressed, if they're not getting out of bed, if they're not going to school, that can be another signs of depression.
When we speak about food and eating disorders and eating habits, they come as a cultural package. So it's just something, as a layperson, I may be misconceiving it.
This level of research hasn't been done yet.
Yeah.
It's something that I'm working on now, that we're doing next. Based on this research that I've done, what has come out of it is that we need a culturally specific and validated diagnostic tool. There's already one for depression that was done, designed with various Indigenous communities, and it was done and tested in different Aboriginal medical services. And the questions are in an Aboriginal English and designed to flesh out the signs and symptoms of depression in a culturally safe and more specific way. And I'm doing the same thing with eating disorders. And then based on the outcome of that, we're going to conduct more specific research where we're actually going to sit down with focus groups and interview Indigenous people about their experience of eating disorders and find out if there are cultural differences in the way these disorders manifest.
When should we expect this study to deliver its findings, and when can we see the outcomes of this study?
So three of them are done already, and this one's going to take a couple of years yet, because I'm doing this at the same time that I'm starting specialist training in psychiatry next year. So that's another 5 years,
yeah.
And then this at the same time.
Anything we haven't covered that you'd like to bring to the attention of our listeners, Dr. Burt?
I think the important thing is for people to sort of know about this, given that this was an unknown thing prior to this research being done. So if you are concerned about somebody in your family, it's best just to ask about it. Or if you are concerned about yourself and the way that you feel or your own eating behaviours, it is important to go to the GP and talk to them about it, because these things are treatable and they make a huge difference in your life. And it's not just an eating disorder, it's any mental health complaint. The mental illness is the biggest issue in the Indigenous health by far. It's the biggest issue, and it makes a huge difference in your life when you actually have it treated.
Dr. Bud, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.